After breakfast in the cafeteria at Greensboro College, about 50 fueled faces file into an exercise studio for an unconventional morning routine. Each weekday for the next month, the literacy program begins with harambe, a Swahili word meaning let's pull together. There are chants, songs, call and response, and lots of movement. The youngest children watch themselves move in the mirrors along one wall. The rising high school students watch mostly their feet, but are definitely involved. After the morning warm-up, students separate into five groups to work on projects, plays, and reading.
Chicka chicka boom boom. A. A to B. And B to C. I'll meet you at the top of the coconut tree.
5-year-old Samori is wearing a paper crown he made the day before. An adult helped him pronounce coconut. One of the older classes is reading a book titled Pinned, about a female wrestler and teenage relationships.
Holding up a cupcake, she says, we should eat it together. She peels back the yellow paper, splits the cupcake in half, and loops her arms through mine. We both take a bite.
Ja is in the class. He starts high school this fall. Do you have any favorite character from the book?
I really liked Adonis because he was really, like, chill back. He wasn't in anybody's face, and he really helped, like, the mentally challenged kids.
Samori, Ja, and all of the children in this literacy program are living in transition, which means they don't have stable housing. Some of the kids are living with relatives. Others have recently been evicted, and part of the group is living in shelters or cars. Susan Eubanks is the supervisor of homeless and transitional services for Guilford County Schools. She says many of the children are hungry to learn and come from loving families.
But at home, they don't always get the parent support because when you're worrying about where's your next meal going to come from, your child's education is not quite as important as basic needs. If you're in a homeless or transitional situation, school is your only stability.
There are more than 2,000 students living in transition throughout the district. The kids call this camp Freedom School. It's funded by several grants, and there are dozens of similar programs throughout the country. Eubanks says data from programs in Charlotte and Wisconsin indicates almost all students maintain grade reading level over the summer, with some progressing.
I think that dropout prevention starts in kindergarten, because by the time they get into middle school and high school, if they're going to head that track, they're already well down the way.
Eubanks says developing better reading skills at a younger age will help children become better learners and allow them to experience more enrichment activities as they get older, instead of playing catch-up. She adds, putting this summer literacy program on a college campus was done with the idea of giving kids a glimpse of what can come after high school. Another glimpse comes from teacher Aria Pierce. She first heard the word evict when she was 4. Her childhood was spent in transition, and her family was homeless for part of the time she was in college.
You don't feel like you have something that's your own, you know, or you don't have that sense of belonging, or like you can put your work up on a wall and keep it there, and you feel like you just constantly got to keep everything in a bag and move from place to place.
Pierce became the first person in her family to graduate from college when she earned a degree from UNC Greensboro. She earned a master's there as well, and now teaches at a Guilford County elementary school.
So I definitely will share that with them just to give them hope, to know that I'm no different from them and that they can make it. I made it and they can make it.
Each week, every group finishes a book. The kids then receive a copy of that book to take home and grow their own personal library. The hope is that literacy will improve, students will gravitate toward books, and a culture of reading will extend from the campus to the classroom and from classroom to home, wherever that may be. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.